I'm hurt. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 166 of the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at, you know, the most RBR to ever RBR. An RBR inside an RBR with micro RBRs wrapping around the outside of it, and then a bloop RBR mouthpiece and a double diffused RBR and bloop RBR ash catcher. And we're going to take some dabs on it. We'll talk about it. I'll take one dab on it just because cleaning this nail and everything is a whole thing. So it's already clean, ready to go. So, oh my God, the thing with water in it probably weighs 15, 20 pounds of water. And it feels like I'm pushing like a 15 or 20 pound barbell across the floor. Insanely big piece of glass. But we'll talk more about that here in a minute. I just got to get my first dab in. I've only taken one dab today, which is crazy because it's fucking like 10:30 in the morning. And I've been here since 4 in the morning. So that's how I know I've been crushing today, when I've only taken one dab, because I've been so busy working, I haven't even thought about the terps. You know, I've had someone, when you got a lot of goals, got a lot of things to get done, sometimes you forget to smoke weed. But we find time. We'll get it in this episode. Wow. Substantial amount of smoke there. Wow, that was a really big dab. I really didn't, maybe I was a little too excited starting out the episode, but either way, great. That was a dab of the hive. From Trichome Collective. Well, just keep my eyes closed for a minute. Wow, guys, powerful. Very grapey gas. It's a great terp. Trichome Collective has been doing really good stuff. I just recently started picking up some of their hash at local dispensaries and been really pleased. It's a little bit less expensive, but no less quality. It's wonderful. Wow. Holy cow. Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk about this piece, because right now I'm just trying to figure out what life is. That dab was way too big to start off this episode. That was aggressive. That was like way too much. Threw a nano RBR out the gate. Oh my God. Forget about it. Oh my God, my eyes are sweating. Like my eyeballs are sweating. Not even the lids, the actual ball itself, dude. Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to collect myself here. Okay, well, so let me tell you how this piece came about. So, a few months ago, made some Puffco Peak micro RBRs, the ones you can put the joint in, and they were like a little too like small. So I set them aside, and then about a month ago, I looked at them when we were kind of cleaning up the shop and making room to get ready for, you know, the springtime and the summer crush, all these things. I said, what can I use those for? What can I possibly use these all matching Puffco Peak micro RBRs that just were a little bit off proportion? Well, I was like, what if I weld them to the side of an RBR? And at first, that's what it was all about. I was like, I'll put some micro RBRs on the outside of an RBR. They'll be sick. But then I thought, I was like, I've always wanted to put an RBR inside of an RBR and make the perk an RBR. Why don't I kill two birds with one stone? Why don't I put the RBR inside the RBR and wrap the micro RBRs around it? I can do all this in one go and get it all done in one shot. But then I thought to myself, well, back in the day, I used to make these RBR ash catchers. And with all my new tools and my new skills, I should redo an RBR ash catcher and make it even more ridiculous. So I drew it up. Originally, the Ash Ketcher was just one RBR on this piece, okay? When I drew up the Ash Ketcher, the mock-up for this, let me turn it this way so it's more about the Ash Ketcher. Thing is powerful. When I originally drew up the Ash Ketcher, it was just one RBR. But then there was this like big negative space here. There was nothing here. So I was like, I think I should put another RBR there. Because that way it balanced. You know what I mean? Like, there would have been this huge gap here. If there was no RBR here, there'd be a huge gap there. It doesn't make sense. So I put another RBR there. Because, like, my thought was, like, how do you make the double diffused even sicker? Yeah, you put a bloop RBR in there next to it. And then, but really, this is all satire. This is just for fun. This is to be silly. This is for, like, it's, like, a display of, like, skill and technicality and being able to pull something off. That's, this is a almost impossible piece. It's pretty close to it in the way I did it. And the way I did it, I'm sure if it was executed in a different way. For example, if I built a rocket and I had to plan a trip to Mars and I pull it off, like, it's impossible. But if someone like Elon Musk and SpaceX and all those fucking people that actually invest billions of dollars and tons of time into research and developing the proper rockets and equipment to actually traverse space, well, then that's a logical progression of the skill. So my point is that there's very skilled scientific glassblowers on this planet that probably on paper could find a way to do this where they could go, yeah, it's not going to break because X, Y, Z. But me pulling this off as a self-taught stoner, this is basically impossible. That's all I'm saying. From my point of view, not for everyone, but for me, this is crazy. So it was like a fun piece to display like skill, but also show so much function at once, like an absurd amount of function, like function no one needs. Like, and honestly, this entire piece would be pretty easy and effortless if it wasn't for this right here. This is a huge piece of glass, and there's a lot of water in there. And to move all that water so that it makes a tornado, and then goes through all this, because this is where it starts, through the RBR perk. The perk has a perk inside of it. So there's an RBR on the bottom that has its own perk in it. The smoke comes out of that perk, and then I put cuts around the foot of the RBR so the smoke can come out the bottom of it, but also the smoke and water can go into the drain and out the mouthpiece. When I pull on this, you'll see there's bubbles shooting out of the mouthpiece once this thing gets rumbling. But my God, because of this section right here, nightmare. This thing's a nightmare to hit, dude. Don't let the internet trick you, dude. This thing is a nightmare. I love it, though. I love it. I've smoked the fuck out of it. I've taken a ton of videos on it. I've gotten dizzy hitting it. I think I've deviated my septum smoking it. Like, I'm pretty sure there's this noise. It doesn't happen every time, but there's this noise that my face makes when I hit this thing that, like, I've never experienced on the 13-footer or even the fucking 7-foot RBR, which is insane. I want to redo that, too. Like, bigger RBR. I can go bigger and make it even more functional. Like, if I really do, I want to make, like, one of those, like, it's like, they're like, it's kind of like an autobong. It's a type of pump. I'm trying to think of the person who invented it, because the pump is named after the guy who invented the fucking thing. But there's a specific type of pump that's basically, it's once you get it started, essentially, it just keeps naturally flowing. So I also want to build, I've talked about this for many years. This might be the year I do it. I might have the right team and the right stuff going on where I can pull it off. God, it's going to bug me. I can't remember the name of the asshole that invented this type of pump. Either way, it's a very cool system we can incorporate into some paraphernalia and make a fucking 10-foot fucking RBR that's just like a tornado's flowing and it's just going. And it's almost like a flowing stream that's always going. And then there's two points. One point where you can put a nail receptacle in, and then one point where you can put your mouth on. And you'll pull on it and smoke will go from this point. It'll jump into the stream that's always flowing. And then your mouth will catch it on this side. But everything will stay flowing. You won't be killing yourself hitting it. It'll just be like the most rumbly, crazy. Like, it will, like, family. Okay, the giant yarn ball. You know, like, Okay, listen, people travel across the country, at least back in the 90s and 80s they did, and they'd look for the giant yarn ball or some sort of tourist, like, roadside attraction. And for me, dude, if we can get a fucking 10-foot tornado, we get a 30-foot bong, you know, people stop by, they get a picture with it. It's like the Grand Canyon. Not saying I'd fund that or set it up, I don't want to meet that many people, but someone could do it. I mean, it's an idea. You can take the bong and do it. I'll supply the glass. You set it up. But I'm not doing it. No way, Jose. Either way, Autobong, essentially, but recycler version, and it's pumping a crazy amount of water. But yeah, this thing's kind of like a crazy hit. I'm going to take a couple pulls on it, show you a couple different angles. We'll do this side. On this side, you're mainly just going to see, obviously, the main can, and then the bigger RBRs on the top of the pipe. The funniest part about this is everything has a mouthpiece. It's so dumb. Listen to me. None of these mouthpieces need to be on here because none of them are open. This is the only open mouthpiece. The only part that was made were just the perk sections on the little RBRs on the side. Everything else was made fresh. I made these mouthpieces for this piece, knowing that no mouth would ever be able to go on it or use it. Just because it's silly. It literally looks like I have, we have like a few new people actually working here. We've got some fucking badasses working with us, but our boy Turner, just like, he looked at this on his first week here, he's watching me make it, and he's like, dude, he's like, this thing looks like if you went to ChatGPT and like typed in like, show me like the most RBR to RBR, and like ChatGPT would show you something like this. It's just like RBRs welded all together, like with mouthpieces for no fucking reason, because the AI doesn't understand. It's like, no, it wouldn't need all those mouthpieces. Like, but it's just stupid and it's fun. But I'm gonna pull on it. I don't know. Oh shit. Oh, I'm standing up. Oh my god, my body. I'm sore. I've been working always a lot. Oh my god, this thing's so heavy. Alright, let's make sure I have a good angle here. Try to slide this way a little bit, Aja. Back a little bit, you thinking? Okay, let me swing the mic, everybody, a little bit. This thing's a monster, so we want to make sure we get enough. I'm just going to move a couple of things so I have room to... Holy fuck. Dude, it's crazy. This is glass. Like... Dude. I hope they find this thing someday. Like, I won't be here forever, but this shit... If we can find a way, we'll find it. I got some ideas. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Fuck. But either way, glass related activities right now. Let's look at function on this side, and then I will turn the piece and we'll check the other side out. Oh my God. I'm going to lift this up. Can I lift this up high a little bit? No, it's not tight enough. That's all right. Take this shit out for a second. Oh my god, I'm so stoned from that first dab, dude. Holy crap. Whoa. It's been a couple days since I pulled on this thing. Wow. It's like... It's max lifting, dude. This is heavy. This is heavy work, for sure. Not light work. Whew. Not ready, but let's turn it a little bit. Let's get this side, show some of the micro RBRs, or really they're kind of like nano RBRs. They're so small. Let's see, how are we looking at it? Are we still in frame, this giant thing? Okay. Now they're turning and cascading down it, so like I'm gonna kind of like move it a little bit as I'm hitting it, so you can kind of see the vortexes on the different like RBRs on it. Holy fuck, dude. Now I need to sit down because that's a lot. Just even doing dry pulls on this thing, holy hell, man. But what I will say is this. If you're not trying to do all this heavy work, you could, in theory, go, hey, man, like, I'm just gonna hit this one down here, dude. I'm just gonna hit this one down here because I'm tired. I've been working, dude. I've been working. I'm tired. I'm just gonna smoke these ones on the side. Like this one over here, like, I mean, you could, I guess, like. I mean, if you're really tired, dude, like, if you're like, dude, I'm tired, smoke this one instead. And, you know, and it can continue. I mean, really, if you have that one friend that just, he just really can never hit any rig, even a Puffco, like, you just smoke this micro up here. So, like, now I'll talk about this. I have put all the nails in it and had an epic fail and almost threw up. Oh, my God, my body. Oh, that's just a manly back scratch. That's all that is. That's just an adult back scratch, you know? Oof, okay. It reminds me of climbing trees in my youth. When you catch a branch to the back. When you're going up through them branches, you're climbing high and you're not paying attention. When you catch a branch to the back. Oof, you'll never forget it. All right, either way. Whew. Well, I have put a nail in all of the micros. And obviously, you know, a large nail here. And let me slide this back into where I can talk. I'm going to be behind this thing. It's a fucking house, dude. Like, this thing is like... I'm going to clean it and put it on a shelf here pretty soon. Because it's one of those things that, you know... Oh, man. I don't even know. It's special. I have a bunch of pieces that are really special now. And I'm literally... turning my Terp Loft area into kind of like going to be display. It's going to be a place to chill and sit, but I'm going to have like these, each thing like almost like pedestaled up there. Like, even though they're clear pieces, I'm like, just look at this. This is about the function. Accent. I put a lot of, add extra fun into that function though. But either way, I tried putting nails in all these. Here's what I found. With two nails, everything functions still. But once I put three nails in it, there's not enough air pressure to move this fucking gallon of water in the base of this thing. So if I wanted to hit this with all the nails, I essentially would have to bring the water level down really low in the base of this thing where we wouldn't get much tornado up here in the big funnel. What, at the end of the day, like, you know, no biggie. What can you do? Like, we got to pick your battles. Like, if you're, like, this is an insane design. This is, like, literally, like, one of the dumbest things I've ever made. Like, and I've made some dumb shit. Like, I've made, man, even my mom the other day said to me, because I was, like, stressing about, like, life and running a business and wanting to, like, just get more materials and tools and how expensive everything is becoming. But that's whatever, dude. We all deal with shit, right? But either way, I was complaining to my mom because I'm lucky and I can do that. Which I haven't done for many years, but I've been trying to lately because everyone's getting fully grown up and I don't want to like not complain to my mom because, you know, gotta do it. Gotta do it while I can. You know, we're all getting older. Well, I hear people. Either way. Even my mom the other day, she was like, well, like, maybe just like say, hey, I got to buckle down and maybe not spend all the time on the videos or making that big crazy piece that you're not going to sell or spending a week on something you're not going to sell. Like, you only have so many weeks in the year. And I'm like, yes, that is so rational. That is like literally like I've thought that same thing. But then I was like, that doesn't sound as much fun though. Look how stupid this is. Like, can you imagine? Like, yes, maybe I could have made something else and sold it to make money possibly and done that whole thing. But I made this with no intent of selling it. I made this just going, you need to exist, motherfucker. Let's go. The most RBR to ever RBR. It's so dumb. And it's mine. It's a selfish act. It's my mom's right. Maybe I should just be working. I am working, though. I fucking put crazy hours in this. Like, I'm working long-ass days. This is a really long build, and I did it in two like 14-hour days. So quick 28 hours or so, or 30 hours or whatever. Maybe there was a little bit of third day. Either way, because we had to make Ash Ketcher, and yeah, a lot of time. I don't like to think about it. I just whatever. I'm happy it worked out, because if it didn't work out, then that's a huge bummer. When you sacrifice all that time and it doesn't work out, no bueno. I'm really trying to. There's like projects this year I want to pursue for the art. There's projects I want to pursue to like help the business grow. There's projects I want to pursue just so, because I want to do it and show people. Like literally, I was thinking about the other day after watching like SpaceX catch that fucking rocket. And I know that most of you have probably seen that, and I hope you did. They caught like a rocket on these two little chopsticks. This happened a while ago, so if you haven't seen it, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but either way, they caught the rocket on the chopsticks. And I was like, all right. How sick would it be to build a bong that's also a rocket and catch it on a platform like that, and then I rip it? But it doesn't have to be as big as like the Falcon rocket, like, or the big one. You know what I mean? I'm talking like maybe like a 13-foot bong. Like, we're not even talking like a giant. Like, we'll use the one I already have. That'll be the tester. But like, that would be sick. And like, how hard is it to make a rocket and catch something with it? Really, dude, if SpaceX can do it, that with a giant one, we can do it with a small one, right? I got like boxes of those old fucking rockets that you put together to launch in your backyard. I don't know if y'all ever done those, but I'm wondering how many of those. There's got to be a rocket AI calculator I can use, but like, how many of these fucking things do I need to lift this much weight and then catch it with chopsticks so then I can hit the bong? You know, I have ideas, guys, obviously really good ones. So, no, but either way, that one's going to be some time. We're pretty far out from that one, but we're definitely going to build, because we have to rent a cherry picker or a scissor lift or whatever here in the next like couple months. So we're definitely going to build something that we can capture, not cell phone footage, like real good footage of. I have so many pieces too that we need to reshoot. Like even this piece, I've only ever done like just shit with my phone. Like I'd love to like clean it all up, take it into a studio, stretch and do my breathing exercises and do some real big dabs through it and show it in the best light possible. So have like that way you can zoom in on each individual RBR and go like right down the list and make it really fun. Yeah. So that's like why like I keep all these pieces too, because I know that like I haven't even made the best content with them yet. It's nuts, dude. I turn 35 tomorrow, and I'm like, dude, this is definitely not what I thought I'd be doing at 35. This is silly. It's crazy, dude. I'm like still, it's so weird, like, the reality I'm in is that, like, I'm still with the same girl that I was with when I was 15 years old. I still play the same video game I was playing, and the same character. It's the same account. My World of Warcraft account is 20 years old. Like, I'm listening to the same music. I'm like, the only thing that changed is like when I was like 18, 19, I started smoking a little weed, and then I started smoking a lot of weed. But now I'm just like, it's just crazy doing glass. I'm like really grateful for it. It's like super cool. This is definitely, it's like a pleasant surprise that this is what I'm doing. Even though it's not like the easiest thing, this is definitely like anything you do with your hands. If you're a small business owner, it doesn't matter if it's like, what it is, it's hard work. If you're making bread or, you know, paint and shit, whatever, it's all hard work. That's just the way it goes. But it makes you feel good though when you fucking work your ass off and you can see it right in front of you. You know, like this bong I made right here, dude. I've been hiding behind it for a minute. I don't mean to be like that, but I'm just kind of like in awe of it. And every time I move it around, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie. I think it's called maybe Mortal Engines or something. It's like the cities on wheels that are like rolling around. Like that's what this thing reminds me of. It's like, this is in a whole different category of pipe. Oh my god, it's like, if you play video games, I would assume that this may be pretty close to legendary status, where like it's super rare. I definitely have some pipes that no one else has, I would say. Like, I'm pretty sure that I'm like one of the few people that have a 13 foot like one piece bong. Like, when we do the 25 to 30 foot one, that might be a two-piece. We might have a large glass joint in it. Just because I, horizontally, I don't think the glass will handle that length without snapping on itself. So I think we're going to have two large pieces, if not three large pieces, if not three 10-foot pieces. With large 50 or 75 millimeter joints, like fat, the biggest ground joints you've ever seen. You've never seen ground joints like these things. These are the types of shit they use at SpaceX. Like, I'm really, like, I think that at a certain point, when do the men in black show up? You know what I mean? When do they show up kicking the door and be like, what are you guys making in here? How big does the bong have to be before the government shows up, dude? That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. And it's going to be ours. And if it's multi-piece, that means we can bring it to events. You know, that gives me... that means I can buy my own scissor lift. The thing is, if you want a sesh, do you have room for my scissor lift? Like, cause I need to bring my scissor lift to sesh. Like, could you imagine if those were the terms? Being like, hey man, yeah, I'm down to sesh, but like the only piece I have right now, you're not going to believe it, but it's 30 feet. I have a scissor lift I bring with it. It's in a Pelican. No, just kidding. It's such a huge Pelican, dude. Yeah. Either way, it'll be fun. Because we have to rent it anyways to move some stuff at the shop. So I'm like, if we're going to have to rent this thing, let's try to get something else out of it. And I'm not going to build a bigger building to hit a bong. But I know that we can have a piece of equipment that can reach a little bit higher. I'm really interested to see if I can even clear it. Because a 13 I can do, but doubling that, like, I think that's probably where we'll be, is like 26. Doubling it seems like that seems really high up. Yeah, I'm starting to think logistics here and I'm getting a little nervous that I can't think about it. That's what I gotta not do. Don't think about it. That's actually one of my things. I don't think about it. I just do it. Just make the crazy bong. Don't think about how much time and money it's going to cost you to make it. Don't think about it. Just make it. Got it. Doing it. For science. That's like, if every scientist like myself, I'm going to call myself that now. Because I'm going crazy. But either way, just kidding. But anyone that pursued something that was different, abstract, or hard, it oftentimes came at a large cost. Because, especially with what I'm doing, God, it's so dumb. Like, I talk to other small businesses where I live here in Colorado. Because our daughter and we're part of our community. And, like, there's lots of small business owners and we all do different things. And talking to people that own all different types of businesses and stuff. And hearing how, like, the government, like, help they get or this and that. And I'm like, man, dude, like... I'm like, look how much I've done with the government, like, definitely not helping me and definitely not being stoked. I was like, could you imagine, like, what I could create if my community and government were like, we support what Bear Mountain's building here. I mean, I would literally, like, the bong, we would be in space, dude. We would already be in space. We'd be competing with SpaceX. They'd be like, we're trying to, like, make it more like SpaceX whole thing. We're trying to make it more affordable to, like, bring stuff in and out of space. I'd be like, we're trying to build a bong that reaches space. Like, and like, it's crowdfunded. And I think people would be like, just every week, just pennies towards it. Like, how tall is it getting now? I'd be like, oh, dude, he's 6 miles up. Like, dude, could you imagine? Oh my God, so stupid. It's not realistic. I don't say that. I want to see, I'm doing that thing again. I'm talking myself out of it. Just gotta go for it. If the team's right, if they support skyscraper bongs, you know, if the government comes in and wants to support us too, if they like come in with the contracts and they're like, boys, we need a bong. I'd be like, sir, where are we building it and how big? You know? Like, we're going. Dude, let's go. IG will film the whole thing, dude. Oh man, dude, as long as we get to wear like a cool outfit and stuff. Dude, I'm too stoned. I'm thinking about way too much stuff that'll never happen. This is maybe what my mom meant about wasting time. I don't know. Either way, it gets me through the day. Having some silly thoughts, over romanticizing what I do. It's fun. It's a good time. But yeah, this piece definitely was like, it was a really good like teamwork thing too, because there were so many parts of this that like I planned on doing by myself, and like I ran into so many little hiccups with just like the sheer size of this thing, where like I needed someone else's help there, and like having Chadwick Glass here, Pat here, like he was able to step in at crucial times where I'm like, damn, if I was by myself, I definitely would have probably lost this piece. Cause just like having like someone even open the kiln door, like, cause like I needed a third arm for real. Like it was, and these pieces, like you learn so much. They push you super hard, and even the dumb pieces like this, when they're this big and this complex, they just push you and you learn a lot. And I'm excited to like, there's a couple things on this, definitely nothing like this big, whatever, like try to like sell to people or make like a thing, but there's components and there's little things I did in this that I'm like, oh, if I can build something from that or make something at a better scale, but adjust a few things. Like I got some ideas is my point. But yeah. And man, we're doing like so much here right now. Like we're just about done with the cold working room and move all the equipment in. Then I'll do like a nice video of all that and show everyone, for the people who are stoked on it and want to see, like when you're buying a Bear Mountain piece, what I do with it. Like I'm like, let's fucking, obviously pay our bills, but then like let's build some shit or finish more parts of the studio. It's like real like fucking what was the video game back in the day? It reminds me of like Roller Coaster Tycoon or like Sim City shit. It's just real like you just like, oh, we have some money. Oh, let's put it back into it and make some more things and make our stuff nicer and share it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a fun way to spend our time in these wild times. Just making art, making silly stuff, making serious stuff too. Like obviously like we do some pretty, I would say like the technical stuff with the Encalmo work, some of the stuff that we do here is pretty crazy as far as like real like high-end art or museum level glass, but I like to make the sillies too, and I think that's what's gonna make Bear Mountain, like even at times like maybe like it's whatever, but I think it's gonna make us like our, I'm trying to say it right now, I'm so stoned. I took one dab, dude. I took one fucking dab. Like, but I think it's what's gonna help us like stand out and also keep us connected to the people who really enjoy like functional glass and functional idea. Like, just it for me, like I was always someone who was obsessed with the functional pieces in the head shops, like the water pieces and stuff. So like and then I had friends that were obsessed with certain spoons and stuff like that and like color work. And then I was the guy over at the clear stuff looking at all the crazy perks. So it's like, oh, whatever you're into. But if you're someone who really enjoys function, then like that's why I do stuff like this too, because it's like a fun experiment. It's like people just want to see what it would do. Like I think that's what it is. Like oftentimes I'll make something just to see what it does. And I feel like if I feel like that, there's got to be other people out there, even if they're not a glass artist, they're just someone who enjoys function and they're an enthusiast for it. They're like, I would like to see what that does. Like, what happens? And then if you can get some smoke through it too, that'd be even better. Because then you get to really see like the path it follows and stuff. It's just cool. I don't know. It is my favorite thing to do. It's crazy. Again, I never thought like that this, and it makes sense now as an adult when I like think back on everything. Like this is like perfect for me, and I'm so grateful that I found glass, but like it definitely was never what I thought, It's wild. And now that like I'm about to turn 35, I'm like, dude, I've been doing this for 12 years now. Like, and I'm super proud of myself and everyone that's helped us get here and build what we've built. It's just crazy, dude. Like, I'm like a grown-up now, I guess. Like, I keep looking at this piece of Aja. If you guys are wondering who I'm looking at our producer. I just like to look at Aja because, I just want to make sure he's here. Like, hey, bro. Dude, I'm like a grown-up now. It's weird. It's awesome. It's very cool. But it is weird. Because, yeah. Look what I'm doing. It's crazy, dude. Like I've said on a number of episodes in the last 6 to 7 months, now that I'm interacting with so many other parents and business owners and stuff, it's like, gosh, we all have such similar issues, but like my life is so different than theirs. Like, I have the same stresses with a small business, but like I don't know, I'm just but I get to like do this fun, silly stuff too in between. And like even like our friends and colleagues that pursue other things, it seems like their fun, silly stuff in between is almost like stuff that has nothing to do with their business. It's like something that's more recreational, whereas my recreational fun stuff is just more glass. So I don't know. I feel like it translates way more, at least into the social media end of it. I'm able to share, and people hopefully are able to like consume it. It's tough when you're sharing bongs though, dude. Fucking social media. I hope they change something in the next couple of years, or at least make it a little bit easier for the algorithm to just figure out who's 18 and older or 21 and older. That way, it's not like your stuff's getting buried, but just like people who aren't old enough don't have easy access to it. I'm not sure how the hell they'd do it, but if they can look at our eyes, what we're looking at, and use that to generate what ads we should be seeing, I'm sure they can figure out if someone's like not 18, or not 21 or whatever, and make sure that they're directed towards content that's appropriate for them. Because this is for adult knuckleheads and glass art and function enthusiasts. This is definitely an adult thing, but it's so silly. That is my point is when I was a kid and I thought about adult stuff, it definitely wasn't this. I was like, this, when I'm 35, like, I definitely thought I would, like, I don't know what I fucking thought, dude, honestly. I think I thought I was gonna be like building houses or something and like probably have like a killer Carhartt collection. But besides that, I don't really know. So it's kind of like weird where life's taking me. Like the people I've met because of glass, the circles I've been in, or the places I've gone, or the places my glass has been, and the people who've smoked the glass and posted videos with it. I'm just like, people who have bought stuff on Sunday sales without even reaching out to me. And I'm like, dude, I would have sent you a piece. I'm a fan. Like, you're just buying. Like, sometimes you see names and you're like, whoa, dude, that's cool. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's weird how small the world can get, even though I haven't traveled all around it or met everyone in the world. But when you're someone that comes from, I came from upstate New York, kind of like a rural area outside Syracuse area. And the back then the world seemed so big, like New York City, like every movie growing up as a kid was in New York City. All the like kids movies that I watched were New York City based, like all the famous movies seemed to be happening in New York City. Every like, I don't know. It was always there. New York City was 5.5 hours away from us. So, and I'd never went there as a kid. I didn't go to New York City until I was like 18 years old. And like the world seemed so big when I went to New York City, dude, because I was like, this was just 5.5 hours away. Like, what the fuck is happening? Like, how big is this fucking place? And I don't know. My point is that the glass has made the world feel like way more connected to me, and not small in a bad way, but it just makes me feel like, I don't know, man. Like, anything is possible, as stupid as that sounds, it's so cliche. It's just gotta put your mind to it and smoke hash, you know. Try real hard. Like, I don't know, dude. Fuck. I'm not trying to give anyone a pep talk here. I'm just saying shit's cool, all right? So I made some bongs, and then some people I look up to were like, cool, bro. And I was like, sick, this is dope. World's not as big as I thought it was. Not in a bad way though, bro. All right. Hopefully I deciphered what I was trying to say. Yeah, my throat just got so dry. I think I need one more dab though before I take a giant dab on this thing, because I'll be nonverbal after this thing. Which my wife said she wasn't going to be here probably by the time this was over, and I hope that's true. Not in a bad way. I love my wife more than anything. She's my best friend. But I don't think I'll be able to answer questions or give her the proper attention after I hit this thing, because this thing, you know what it is? When I'm by myself and I hit it, if I'm feeling not great about the hit, I'll stop. But we're filming a podcast, so I'm just gonna go for it. And I know that I'm gonna try and impress my internet friends, and then I'm probably gonna get hurt. And but that's just how it goes, you know. This ain't my first rodeo. Oh damn, did I not clean the nail? Oh, it's right here. It is dirty. What can you do? That's how stoned that dab got me. That was crazy. That was crazy. But yeah, dude. Glass, the scene has changed so much since like 2023-ish, 2022. like right in that pocket right there, like, man, I'm excited to see what's next. I'm excited to see like what's the next big thing, like who's the next person that's gonna inspire all of us as fucking glass artists, like what's the next big thing that like what do you like, for me, like I know what I like, I know what I'm pursuing in glass, and that's always been how I find like what, like, you know, I'm like, I'll just make what I like and hopefully there's a group of people that gravitate towards it. But like, what's the next like thing? We've talked about a little bit about this in a couple episodes, and I'm just like sitting here eager, kind of like, oh cool, who's like, what's like, I'm seeing really cool like precise like milli or color stuff, but like I've always seen that and it's all amazing and cool, but like I'm like, what's like the next, like where everyone's like, what the fuck, like even like I like, what's the next thing that transcends from the high-end collector to someone who is just like a weekend collector that doesn't know much about glass, that's just like, whoa, that's crazy. Like I can make some crazy stuff for like a video for Instagram and get a bunch of views and likes and stuff, but like that's for a novelty video. That's not something I'm selling to people. Like, what's the next thing that has that much gravity that's not, it can be novelty, but not in a way that, like, in a way that people can actually purchase it and have it. You know? That's where I'm, like, eager. And, like, I have ideas too, but I'm also, like, eager to see, like, is there someone, like, who is the person that's gonna step up and, or multiple people that will step up and do it? Like, what's the next thing, guys? Show me. Someone show me. You know? Like, I made this RBR on top of an RBR as, like, a joke. And then, like, within, I think, 24 hours, some other guy welded an RBR on top of an RBR. And I was like, all right. So, like, so no one, there's nothing going on, I guess, right now. It's just, you know, we just got reruns. We got sequels, you know? I did it as a satirical joke on myself to be like, oh, you guys want something new? Here's something new. I put an RBR on an RBR inside an RBR with RBRs wrapping around. It's just stupid. It's a joke. But what's the next new thing? I don't know. I'm excited to see. There's a few things out there that I think recently I've seen as far as not so much function, but conceptually as far as like shape and flow, overall flow of pieces. But like, I want to see like what's the next like thing? Like, is there anything more we can do with glass? Like, I can make things bigger, I can weld stuff to it, I can get more precise, I can, but like, can I make something completely new? I don't know, that's the fun part, figuring that out. How I see it is I'll just keep on working all day and investing in myself and getting new tools and learning how to use them, and then I will hopefully develop or think of something, because I look at things in a weird way. Like everyone that works with me, they're just like the perspectives I've given stuff, just and not in a good way. I'm not saying like it's like, oh, that's great, that's so good and clever, Evan. No, not at all. But you know, different. Sometimes different has good results. Oftentimes it's weird and misunderstood, but sometimes, on rare occasions, different generates good results. So I'm just trying. It's a numbers game, I'm hoping. But yeah, which piece did I hit? I hit this clear micro or nano. I hit this one. Yeah, like I was watching the fucking the parent, well, not Parent Trap, but the Freaky Friday with my daughter the other night. And it's weird watching movies you saw as a kid and then watching them as an adult. You like see things so differently. And oh man, it was tripping me out, and I kept getting hung up on like this whole thing of like, in my head, I'm like, what would be like the worst part about being stuck in like someone else's body for 36 hours or whatever? And I swear it would probably be like going to the bathroom, dude. Just like dealing with someone else's bowel movements is so unfamiliar and scary. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to go too deep into that, but I was like, man, that would be stressful, because I know it's morning, like you're in your mom's body. Your mom probably has to go to the bathroom right away, whereas you're younger and you don't have to go right away. And oh man, metabolisms are different. Probably just be scary. Just like, you know how we all agree that the color blue is blue, but science supposedly says that we all are just kind of agreeing on what blue is, and that blue kind of looks a little different to everyone, whether it's darker, lighter, more vibrant. We all kind of see colors a little differently. I would assume that's pretty similar to going to the bathroom. I would assume that, like, we all go to the bathroom differently. And that would probably just be really just scary if you weren't in your own body. But either way, not important. But I saw Freaky Friday the other day with my daughter, so it was pretty sick. It's pretty sick, and it's weird watching movies as an adult. Watch SpongeBob and shit with my daughter as an adult. Now I'm like, dude, this shit's like... We don't watch much TV together. We're usually like, we're like playing or doing activities. But like, when it's getting close to bedtime, we're watching some TV, you know? Man, she's been into the SpongeBob and stuff lately, dude. I'm like, dude, it's funny. There's definitely some adult humor in these shows from that we watched as kids in the 90s. If any of you are 90s kids. Now as an adult, I'm like, oh my God, there's like so many things, and I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm like, if I wasn't picking up on any of that shit, dude, sorry about that loud ass noise, everybody. Fucking temp reader. I usually try to take the temp reader away before it tells me it's ready. But yeah, grown up's weird. I'm gonna take a dab on this Halo, and then right after, I'm gonna take a breather and get this heated up and prepped. So I'm gonna take a second, and then we'll do a big dab to finish off on this guy right here. Yeah. This episode was talking a lot about this piece right here and me just recovering from the first dab. But either way, pretty, I assume it was a lot of kind of about glass. I don't know. Oh man, did I just miss my dab? I might have. I don't have a cap is why I didn't. You know, it is what it is, guys. I'll have to just warm it up again. We'll just have to wait another couple seconds. Because I don't want a bad experience, so I'm just going to have to warm it up a little bit. Again. At least it's nice and clean now. All the alcohol is burned off. Next time, our next drop is going to be, like, I think March 23rd for full color. And then we're going to have probably a small, like, just Puffco top pre-sale on that. But then we're going to, in the beginning of April, we're going to be doing our, like, twice a year we do that big, like, clear pre-sale where it's, like, there's so many different designs on it. And that's what we're going to be doing for our big April, like, clear, like, sale thing. Because seems like the right time of year to do it for the holiday, for 420, you know. And we're doing the full color drop on March 23rd. So then we'd like to get into some clear stuff for a little bit. So, yeah. I think that's going to be, like, April 2nd or 3rd, I'll have to look. But I know that March 23rd is the next Sunday sale. So we're a few weeks out from that. Maybe two. Oh, man, it sounds like someone's getting yelled at out there. I can't tell. Like, you know what it is? My wife's tone always sounds like someone's getting yelled at. But she might be saying something super nice. I'm actually just going to assume that because she's such a nice, sweet lady that she's saying something nice. And no one's getting yelled at, and everything's fine. I just smoked too much weed, and I'm assuming that everyone's mad, you know, because I did too many weeds. I find that if I tell myself that when I start assuming people's how people are feeling, then I can calm myself down before I'm like, "Are you upset?" And then they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Damn, I misjudged that. I smoked too many weeds. Sorry." Okay, I don't think anyone's in trouble. Think that was chill. Yeah, Cass isn't here every day. She's only here a couple days a week. She's like, she does most of the customer service from our house so she can take care of all of our old animals and shit. But when she is here, it's like the boss is here, dude. Like, I'm always like a little bit on edge, like, shoot, I gotta be working, dude. Like, not that I'm not working, I work all the time, but like, my point is, like, if I want to take a, I'm smoking hash, like, after. Like, I'll take some dabs after she leaves. So that way she's not, like, thinking I'm just smoking hash all day, dude. Because, I mean, I am smoking hash all day. But I am working, too. And I'm being creative and, you know, I'm avoiding seizures at the same time. And it's just, like, a whole thing. It's great. It's great. And headaches, the migraines, nothing. The weed fixes it all. It's the best. Alright. We good now. And then I'm gonna get this big nail warmed up and we'll just see what happens, dude. We'll just see what happens. Perfect tub. Very nice. Oof. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's some Dolly from Green Dot. I've smoked so much of that over the past couple months. I think there's the last 2 grams right now. Or the last probably gram left at this point. Such a good one. Such a good gassy strain. Getting excited for summer. Not excited for the heat, though, because it does get hot in the shop, but excited for these longer days of sun. Just fucking... And pursuing, like, all these bigger projects. And my kid being out of school. So I could even, like, do, like, stuff in the middle of the day. Like, go on a hike with her and then come back to work. Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to throw up. This is going to be bad. I'm not going to say I'm going to succeed. I will say I'll try, though. That's it. You know? You can't win them all. That's what I'm going to say already right out the gate. Because I feel it. I feel it in my bones. I feel the fear. I can feel that, like, my nose is going to make this weird noise. And it makes me feel like I have some sort of medical condition I never knew about. I don't remember ever really getting hit in the face, though. So I don't think I have a deviated septum. But I did... get sick a lot, so maybe I blew my nose too hard once. I don't know. But I'm assuming the sound I'm hearing is some sort of cavity or missing tissue. Maybe we'll all experience it, I don't know. It sounds like a... Well, it sounds like I'm kind of like laughing through my nose. Kind of. It's weird. Either way, I don't think the body was really ever designed to do anything like this. I would assume that this is like being at the bottom of the ocean and there's a small, tiny little hose that goes 1,000 feet up to where there is actual air and you're trying to suck through that hose to get air. Your body wasn't meant to do that. But it can. Pushing the limits. Just kidding. This is stupid. Either way, it's fun. I'm having fun. I don't know what else there is. Like, when do I stop? When I'm 40? When I'm 40, do I go no more? No more silly giant rigs, Evan. You're all grown up now. I don't know. I don't know. I know that everything's temporary, but I don't know when you stop having fun with what you're doing. I would assume you do it till you can't no more. So I'm going to try that. And if that doesn't work, we'll figure something else out. 1 foot in front of the other. But for now, I'm going to keep just pursuing fun glass and new ideas. In 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, we'll start sampling our new ideas for quartz. And then hopefully by summer, we can release the first small batches on our website and bring something new to the quartz market. Putting a lot of time and energy into the quartz stuff and have like some of the best people being brought in to do it with me that know all the shit. They're gonna teach me. Oh, fuck, dude. I don't mean to be yawning, guys, but have you ever smoked a bunch of hash like that and been at work already since 4 a.m? Where's my goddamn carb cap? Oh, here it is. Tell you what, that's what I've been doing. It's been too much. What do I want for this? Let's go with this. Some like lavender terps. What was that sound? Hold on. Give me 1 second. We might have to edit this out. I just want to see who's here. Make sure it's not. Left the door open. Okay, cool. We don't have to edit that out, dude. I was just making sure it wasn't a delivery or something. Because we usually lock our door, but it sounded like someone with a bunch of keys in the door just opened. And also, smoked a bunch of weed. So that's part of the equation too. Let me tell you what, we're going to warm it back up. We're going to warm it back up. That's fine. That's fine, guys. We're almost there. I saved it right to the final moments. That's a real cliffhanger. And it's good. What if I do a bad job? Woo. I feel like I'm going to try hard. And I think that's really what matters in the end. It's technique with this, I think, too. Carb cap control. Breath control. Believing in yourself. Yeah. Wow. All right. Fucking, that'll be hot enough. Hot enough for a dab on this. Yeah, I'm just hearing shit, dude. I did too many. I already did too many. My wife is still here. All right. I can do this. Oh, I know who it is. We're good. It's a baby. That was my wife's baby voice. And I was like, she wouldn't talk to a building manager like that. So it's probably Mike's baby. Which, she's the cutest kid you'll ever meet. We got families working here, guys. We're out here doing family shit, dude, as I smoke this fucking rig. Oh my god. Good thing I'm in another room behind closed doors. And no one would ever know that I'm doing this. This is top secret. I'm kind of like an OnlyFans model, but different. Both of us can't tell people what we're doing, and we're filming it. Mine is just different. Okay, here we are. Let me slide this into frame a little bit better. We'll slide it all the way back over here. Move that. Oh, that's hot. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get hurt. I can tell already. Wait, what happened? Oh, sorry guys, I got the thing. Let me throw a little more hash on there, guys. I took that a little hot. See if we get a little more. I'm not done yet. I'm not done. Hold on. We're going back in. Because we got to turn it like this. We want to see the little RBRs, right? That's the other part, you know? Shit, we're going in. Okay, one more. I'm hurt. They definitely hear me. Oh my god, dude. I did a pretty alright job. I didn't make that noise. The body must have found a way to adapt, like always. Oh my god. I have nothing else at this point for all of you. Except to say, sign up for our newsletter. You can find information about our upcoming events and sales on our website at bmsglass.com. Check the event calendar. My wife puts a lot of time into setting up those calendars now. And they're there, so you can know when things are happening, including drops in certain stores around the country. Fuck.
I can't see, so I'll just continue to say thank you and hope you all enjoyed episode 166. I know I did. This is a great time. I can see again, but my eyes are wet. They got really sweaty, dude. I don't cry. I'm wicked tough, dude. I'm actually very sensitive, but I think this is a body reaction to what I just did to it. I think this is my sinus is going, whoa, dude, we were under a vacuum of space for a moment there. It's like I just came up from the ocean. And I made it, guys. I did it. You know? I'm a grown-up. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. Wow.